We have a showtime with Filmsock and Tim. Yeah, they're waving at me through the window. So I'm going to play a PSA, and then they will be with you shortly. So thank you for listening to CITR's 24 Hours of Student Power. I'm Morgan Yee. I do the news on Fridays, and so feel free to tune in the new year when we're back on Fridays 5 to 6. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy! Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Hello, welcome to CITR. This is 101.9 FM. It's 11 a.m. My name's Tim. I host a show at 11 p.m. on Thursday nights, but I'm here with the Film Society at 11 a.m. today because we're going to talk about the Film Society, a club that is near and dear to my heart and one that I've personally been involved in for a long time. And I have some of the prominent members of the club with us today. Do you guys want to say hi? Grab a mic.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm operations manager. In charge of the projection booth and other technical equipment in the theater.
Hi, I'm James. I'm the treasurer. I'm in charge of all the monies and, you know, all that fun stuff.
Hi, I'm Quincy. I'm the clubroom administrator, and I look after the clubroom student union building.
Hi, I'm Emily. I am the advertising manager, and I put up posters. So, yeah.
That sounds kind of boring, guys. Is that all you do?
Well, sometimes we'll play board games. Board games isn't that boring, is it?
Board games. I was a projectionist. I'm a projectionist with the Film Society as well as Alex here, and all of us here have actually spent a fair amount of time in the projection booth of the Norm Theater, which is the principal operation of the Film Society is running the Norm Theater, which is in the sub. If you didn't know if UBC had a movie theater, now you do.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. And the Film Society runs the theater. It's all completely volunteer run. Anything else you guys want to say about it?
We're always looking for more volunteers, so if you want to swing by the theater and help us out, you know, you're more than welcome to. As you heard, we play some pretty awesome board games, and you get to see the films for free as well, so that's pretty sweet.
And for coming off as boring, we're definitely not boring. We're very funny people, all have good senses of humor, occasionally bottle service.
It's a lot of fun.
I can vouch for that. So the projection booth, a lot of people don't actually really know much about the projection booth or that it even exists. Mm. And I mean, it's something that obviously needs to exist for a movie to work. Although every time I bring someone up there, they're always shocked to see the state of it. Do you guys want to explain why that is?
Oh, yeah. It's operations manager. I'd love to.
Okay.
Basically, what we have up there are pretty much state-of-the-art equipment in terms of running a movie theater. We have two 35mm reel-to-reel projectors, which was an industry standard for its time not so long ago when you're showing movies on celluloid film. And nowadays we have a 2K digital projector, which has become basically the industry standard across all movie theaters. So we can play both film and digital content. We also have a very nicely equipped Dolby digital sound system there. And and we also, you know, use our theater not just for movies, but for all sorts of like live events, music, that kind of thing. So it's I think it's a pretty sweet venue. Great acoustics.
Mm-hmm. If anyone would like to do their event there, is that possible?
Oh, by all means. By all means, please. And yeah, we don't. I don't think we charge a whole lot. I think we could get away with a lot more, but we don't.
And you could make use of our fancy marquee with its nice lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very nice marquee.
And you can say whatever you want as long as you pay us.
Yeah, you can also play whatever you want too, music.
That's right. If you rent out the theater, you could come in. We could show you a movie, any movie of your choosing on our digital projector. We can show content off a computer. If you just want to watch YouTube videos or something, we could do that. If you're able to get your hands on a 35mm film print, by all means, please come to our theater, and we would do everything in our power to show it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good.
I think we offer some necessary services.
Yeah. Do you guys want to play a song or something right now?
Hmm.
Wow. We have, I've been talking to these guys beforehand, and they were excited to come up with a nice selection of movie-related songs for you guys. So if you'd like, you can set one up. And
sure. While I'm setting up, I'll just say it's kind of funny how in movies there's both the sound and the image.
Right.
Normally when I hear the song, there's like a picture to go along with it, whereas on the radio here, it's just sound. It kind of blows my mind sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, just a second before we start here.
Should I open one?
Are you guys ready to go? So what are we hearing right now?
Okay, I think we'll open with Pixies' Debaser.
Debaser.
Debaser. First track off the album Doolittle. Reason being, in the chorus, the song references a surrealist film by Louis Buñuel called Un Chien Andalou, which many of you have probably seen at least a still from of a razor cutting through an eyeball.
Mm.
Classic film.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed it is.
Yeah, this vivid imagery.
Listen for it in the chorus.
Got me in movie, I wanna shoot and know. Slicing up my balls, I wanna
And welcome back. That was The Pixies with Debate Sir, which references the film by which filmmaker, Alex?
Louis Buñuel.
So next time, if you see that movie, what's the movie called?
My pronunciation here will be not too good, but okay. Un Chien Andalou, and translates to an Andalusian dog. Okay. In the song, you hear him talking about slicing up eyeballs. That's exactly the film he's talking about, and also says the title of the film. Un Chien Andalou.
Well, over and over again. He says Un Chien Andalusia because I'm not actually sure why. I'm assuming it just sounds better, but nonetheless, it is a reference to the film.
I am Un Chien
Andalusia.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Yes. I heard it now. Now that you use the proper cadence. The Film Society has kind of a storied history. How long has the Film Society been around for now?
Around 77 years now, which, if I'm correct, is 1 year longer than CITR.
Ooh. Sick burn! Sick burn!
James is correct. I believe this is CITR's 76th year. Film Society been round one longer. Something looks like you guys are happy to hold over our heads.
It was just enough to add the picture to the sound.
Yeah. Fun fact, actually. Originally, in the birth of film cinema, 35mm cinema, before we had what we referred to as the talkies, the first version of sound on film was actually a vinyl record that was mechanically synchronized with the movements of a film projector, which didn't last very long, but still kind of cool.
Indeed. And similarly, there are sorts of soundtracks that are designed to play with 35mm films today, such as, I believe, like DTS.
DTS Digital Sound.
It still is synchronized via disc, although there are little like cues and triggers on the film itself that sort of set it off. I believe that's how it works.
Yeah. So one thing that some people don't actually know about the Film Society is that we have been showing film for a long time, and people are kind of shocked by that sometimes. And all of our projectionists, at least up until this past year, have been fully trained on the 35mm projectors. And when you see film running, I find it kind of makes you shocked that something so simple and so like mechanical is still used and has been used for at least 50 years, border closer on 100 now.
And it hadn't gone obsolete, and it really isn't all that obsolete anymore. It's still, you know, one of these reigning forms of analog technology that I heard a director put it a funny way. He said, if, you know, we were shooting on digital this whole time, and then one day someone came across and said, you can take all that information and put it on a piece of plastic and just talked about how much greater the resolution was and whatever, we'd probably all be transferring from digital to film. So really this whole transfer, I think a lot of it's been like a branding thing. I mean, certainly there's some more efficient use to it, but I just wish film could stay alive.
Yes, there's a lot of people at the Film Society that are very much film enthusiasts. The Film Society still runs the 35mm film projectors. I know when I'm projecting, even when we're doing digital, I like to give them a little warm-up and show a couple trailers from our extensive trailer collection.
Yeah, what are some trailer favorites we have up there?
Trailer favorites. What are you guys' favorites?
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
I mean,
Bring It On is a classic.
We showed the movie as a beer garden solely because of the reception we'd get from showing the trailer. People went nuts.
Right. Now tell me, what is a Film Society beer garden?
Beer garden? You guys want to talk about beer garden?
We have beer gardens once a month where we show a film which we think the UBC population would like to see and drink beer at the same time.
So, cider too sometimes?
Yeah, cider as well.
Cider.
Occasionally
and the big,
White Russians,
yeah,
depending
the big
on...
Big Lebowski beer garden.
Specialty drinks.
We have intermissions with games, and our MC John is
a riot.
Such a treat. Yeah, they're always so much fun. We really enjoy putting them on, and I don't know, people like stopped me after the Big Lebowski one and just kept saying how much they enjoyed it and how much they like appreciate that we put them on.
We've been doing that one for 10 years now, the Big Lebowski.
First annual, 10th annual.
Yeah.
First annual, 10th annual, just 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago, and I guess that was the first beer garden the Film Society ever did. Is that really? Right? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one, actually.
Okay, it's just this has been the longest running one.
Yeah, definitely, by far. It's definitely got the best reception of any period.
Yeah, we got like 215 people out to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
good turnout.
Far exceeds our normal attendance.
Yeah. yeah, anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I think we ought to play a song from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, it's a great movie. We show it. We serve white Russians, beer, cider. People are yelling at the line throughout the film.
Mm-hmm. Definitely have to play it loud because if you haven't seen it before, I would say because it's such a cult classic, you might want to watch it before watching it at the beer garden because everybody's yelling over everything.
Yeah.
And it is a really good time, but it's nice to be in on the jokes with everybody.
That's part of cult cinema, isn't
right.
it? So here is Just Dropped In by Kenny Rogers off the Big Lebowski soundtrack.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. My condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Alright, that was Kenny Rogers in the first edition from the soundtrack for The Big Lebowski. It's pretty much the theme song for that movie, and I think evokes a very particular emotion every time you hear it, in light of the cult status of the film.
Running with scissors.
Yeah, running with scissors.
I think the reason we had so many extra people at this beer garden was because in James and I, our cult cinema class, we got to write about the beer garden for an assignment, and you got to head it in like 2 minutes.
My,
so,
hey.
You know.
And welcome back to CITR. We're here with the Film Society. Yeah, Film Society. We're very, I guess, communal.
Very much
a friendly group. Yeah,
we
so
welcome you.
Yeah, sure.
The public to come and volunteer at our theater.
Exactly.
Open to students and everyone else.
Yeah, and when we say volunteer at the theater, we don't mean, you know, you're going to be doing drudge volunteer work.
It's all
a fun job.
By volunteering, you then get free admission plus one to mm-hmm. that movie that night that you're volunteering
right.
for.
Plus so, free popcorn, plus free drinks, plus the promise of board games and the company of any given film soccer.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. And let me just say,
Endless shenanigans.
And I've been told many times by our customers that we have, in fact, the best popcorn in the city of Vancouver. So make of that what you
wow.
will.
We do have some competition because I know for a fact that the Cinematheque also claims to have the best popcorn in Vancouver. So I think maybe it should be up to Film Society to organize a popcorn tasting competition. That would be really cool. I think that'd be a cool event.
It's a smear campaign.
A smear campaign. That would work too. Yeah. We could sell our popcorn in front of the Cinematheque. Anyway, so when we were playing ads there, you heard the CITR station ad for Zoolander, and that was not by accident. Do you guys want to segue into Zoolander?
Absolutely we do, yeah. We've decided that for our January Beer Garden on the... I think it's the 22nd.
I only know it's before my birthday.
It's the 24th, because your birthday's the 28th. Okay, yeah, we're showing the Zoolander as a beer garden in January. And we think it will be... Yeah, a fun time, and mm-hmm. we recommend people come down. This is the first time we've shown this as a beer garden.
Actually, that's not true.
That's not true. This is the second time we've shown this as a beer garden. Yeah. And last time we did fantastically well. Yeah. So we're hoping it'll be a fun time again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just for so everybody knows, I am an older member of FilmSock. So, and these guys are all the young up-and-comers who are making FilmSock run
we frequently
like
go
a finely tuned machine.
We frequently go to Tim for words of wisdom, guidance,
yeah,
all these things.
Yeah.
How to run our club properly.
He's like our post-Matrix Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like that.
Maybe bleeding a little into the architect category, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, architect. Yeah, I like that, too.
Just gotta learn more big words.
Yeah. Yeah. And speak really boisterously. Yeah, cool. Thanks, guys. Do you want to... So, Zoolander Beer Garden.
Zoolander Beer Garden, 24th. There'll be beer, cider.
And we promise our beer and cider prices will be a blue steel.
Oh.
A blue steel.
Some people are often confused as to how the beer gardens operate.
In their legality?
Well, no, they just wonder, do we actually drink in the theater?
Oh, yes.
The question is, or the answer to that question is yes.
Absolutely yes.
It's not outdoors, which some people sometimes think, because the word garden is thrown
right.
there.
Right.
No, that is just a figure of speech.
No, we just lavishly decorate the auditorium with, you know, garners and greenery.
So we have a song from Zoolander, which we'll mm-hmm. play a little. Relax. This is what triggers... Derek Zoolander and mm-hmm. going into his hypnotic state. Hopefully, mm-hmm. all of you driving right now, that won't happen to you.
All right, let's listen to Relax. We'll be right back. So that was Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood off the album Welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
One word.
One word. Pleasure Dome, one word. In case you are going to go find that later. Speaking of beer gardens that the Film Society throws, the Film Society also does a lot of really unique community events and just really interesting screenings that you'd never find at other theaters, which is part of the reason why people love it so much. Do you guys want to talk about maybe some of your favorite events that the Film Sock has done?
Yes. My favorite of all time, I like to think it was a birthday present to myself, even though I did not book it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was playing during my birthday. Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
We got a show on film.
Right.
I watched all 5 days in a row to the point where it felt like Groundhog's Day watching that movie.
Wow. Very meta, Alex.
Yes.
One thing I always love seeing at the Norm is our film production film festivals, where our students come and they showcase the short films they make. It's always great to see just, you know, local students, you know, honing their craft. And speaking of which, we have the UBC First Year Film Production Film Festival tonight at the Norm Theater.
Tonight?
At 6 p.m. So swing by if you want to see some probably not good but interesting short films.
Promising. Cool. Promising.
Yeah. Promising.
Wait a second.
Is there a charge? Right.
Is there a charge? Yes, there is a charge, I believe.
But not a lot.
Not a lot. No, it's the cheapest event you'll find in the city, guaranteed.
Yeah. A modest sum for a modest event. this sounds great. It's also really cool for, you know, amateur filmmakers to see stuff they've done, like, in a real professional theater that looks really nice, too, and sounds really nice. Mm. So that's always cool to see. We've also shown some other indie films from various filmmakers around Vancouver, and ranging from people at UBC to when we showed Father's Day a couple years ago, the Troma films.
Yeah. A personal favorite of mine.
Personal favorite of James's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a cool screening as well. We actually got in trouble with the AMS for that one. but, you know, we smoothed things over. So. How about you, Quincy? What's your favorite one?
We recently had a double feature of The Shining and Room 237, which is a documentary about The Shining. I very much enjoyed that, and I went to see it a number of times through the week we were showing it. Otherwise, I don't know, perhaps not my favorite, one of my most memorable screenings that I went to at the Norm was my first year, I don't know, I went to see the Big Lebowski and XXX parody.
Oh, God. Yes.
Which was a wild time.
Part of our Porn at the Norm series.
Yeah, our series. I'm not sure if we'll be reprising it this year. We'll see, though.
We'll see.
I was hoping someone would mention that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a good time. And, yeah, if we have one, I recommend people come out. It's wild to see.
Lights on.
Shlong, so
we'll
large.
Lights on.
Yeah.
Tissue paper not provided.
And no alcohol, it's not a beer garden.
No. But it is still a very fun event.
Very fun.
It's kind of a surreal experience to watch.
We like to keep
hardcore
it light.
Pornography.
We're going to try to go for something less hardcore.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to try to, you know, we always try to keep it somewhat light and also progressive in terms of the dialogue going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why we're even showing porn.
Yes, of course. Of course. Yeah. Something we're very aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Although predecessors in the past have not been, not specifically with porn, but I'll get back to that in a minute. Emily, what's your favorite screening?
I also really enjoyed our double feature of The Shining in Room 237. It was pretty awesome. But my favorite screening that was not a complete screening was we have this Bollywood film collection, and we saw the first 5 minutes of this movie called Doom. And
Doom 2.
Doom 2,
Doom
sorry.
Doom 2. D-H-O-O-M. And we're still, you know, we're going to try to put together some screenings. This is a collection all in 35mm film. Mm-hmm. That
Largest in Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry?
Largest in Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
it is. Bollywood. I believe it is the largest collection of Bollywood films across all of Canada. So
That's something to be proud of. Yeah, so the Bollywood collection, Alex, do you want to talk about that a bit more? No.
Yeah. just fun. That, you know, it's all on, you know, 35 millimeter, which is exciting. So we are going to plan, and not all the what we got in the collection, it was just like a big drop off, so not all the films are complete, but our plans are to find some complete films in there and then do a screening, hopefully with the Indo-Canadian community here on campus.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a very cool collection. It kind of fell into our hands, but I think we're happy that it did.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So I was going to say something about events that have gone awry at FilmSoc before we finish off there, but so now I'll tell that story. So about at least 10 years ago, probably even longer than that, the Film Society decided it would be a good idea to show the film Birth of a Nation, which do any of you guys want to explain what Birth of a Nation is about?
I would love to. Birth of a Nation is made by, it's a silent film that came out in 1915 or 1916. It was made by D.W. Griffith. It's considered, in terms of filmmaking, to be one of the most revolutionary silent films out there. But the heroes of the film are, in fact, the KKK. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, make of that what you will.
It's a bit controversial, and Film Society, it's not really apparent whether they knew about it or not, but they played it during, I can't remember what the exact name of it.
It was Black History Month.
Black History Month, yeah. Yeah, so it caused some uproar in the UBC community, to be sure.
How long ago was that?
This was at least 10 years ago, probably longer.
Even more recently, we had a dispute in the club room over whether or not to keep up a Birth of the Nation poster.
Right.
Ah, yes.
We shut it down.
Shut that shit down.
Shut the conversation down?
No, 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 the poster.
Okay,
yeah. Hurrah! Where I guess these Film Society executives are a little more progressive than the executives of years past.
We're not racist.
No better
None
way.
None of us are racist.
No better way to show that than by claiming it, right?
So put that out there.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to play a few ads, and then we'll be back in a minute.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
The Carl Sagan Association for the Communication of Science is pleased to present screenings of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series, held twice per month on the UBC campus. Through these and other initiatives, our goal is to promote interest and engagement with the sciences on campus and in society at large. Visit ubcsagan.org for showtimes and other events.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
Tune into the Copyright Experiment Thursday nights at 11 with Autonomy and DJ Mochi. We discuss digital media and copyright and play a wide range of freely available electronic and hip-hop music. Or just visit our website for a list of links to the free music we play. That's copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
Okay.
Today, tomorrow, so whatever, you know. that's looking after him, whatever, you know, food and everything. You know, they were very, very close together. He lost her father.
May I turn this on?
Fire one.
So what happened, in your opinion?
That's your first question?
Well, no comment.
Who told you that?
No, goddammit, I'm only 52. I'm always start out with some stock dialogue. You know, favorite color, blue.
How do you feel about part one of your new film?
Why, how do you feel about part one of my new film?
Well, I'm honest, you know, so...
Just say it.
I thought aspects of it seemed slightly fake.
I think you're a fake. I think you're a phony. How's that feel? Tell me something. Does this seem fake?
How dare you?
Right off the bat, I'd like to apologize, all right? I'm gonna apologize. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to come to my parents' house with me, all right? And pretend to be my wife. Acting, all right? Well, today's your big debut, your big break. This is acting, all right? You're my wife. So that means you adore me, you love me, you cherish me. Jesus Christ, you can't live without me. And if you make a fool out of me, I swear to God, I'll kill you right there. Boom. And I'll tell you something else. If you make me look bad, I will never, ever talk to you again. Ever. But if you do a good job, well, then you could be my best friend. My best friend that I've ever had. You hear me?
What's your name?
All right, welcome back to CITR. My name's Tim. We're here with the Film Society today for the next 15 minutes. So do you want to explain the song you just played, Alex?
Yeah, that was Love by Blue off the album Her Favorite Color. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like a rapper, but that first track was just a sound collage that he did that references a lot of movies, a lot of like contemporary and independent film, which is kind of interesting as opposed to like other songs you hear with sound collages that reference movies where it might be, I don't know, something you've never heard. Here is clearly like movies like Life Aquatic, Punch Drunk Love, Adaptation, Thelonious Monk documentary Drifting on a Reed, and Buffalo 66, as well as some others. And the whole album is riddled with little samples from these from other movies.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up next for you guys?
I think we were going to play My My Hey Hey out of the Blue into the Black for a particular reason.
Well, the song is, I guess, the theme song to the movie Out of the Blue, 1980, Dennis Hopper, a movie that was filmed in Vancouver, and particularly there are some scenes at the Ridge Theater, rest in peace. Yeah.
The dearly departed theater of Vancouver.
Yeah. Such a beautiful theater. And it's showcased quite nicely in the film. Such a great movie.
Not the only movie shot in Vancouver that features the Ridge Theater,
the
way.
No, what
else? The other theater is Twilight.
Other movie.
Oh, I know exactly what scene you're talking about. I'm not ashamed of that.
Sorry to cut you off. Continue.
No, I was just, this song is wonderful, and so is the movie, and everyone should see it.
Cool. All right, let's play, what's it called?
Neil Young.
Neil
My
Young.
My Hey Hey.
My My Hey Hey by Neil Young.
Thank you. you pay for that. And once you're gone, you can't ever come back. When you're out of the blue and into the black.
Welcome back. Listening to CITR. My name's Sam with Film Society. We just heard a Neil Young song. Yeah, what else do you guys want to talk about? We got about 6 minutes or so left.
6 minutes. 6 minutes to sell you on the Film Society.
Yeah, 6 minutes. What's your 6 minute elevator pitch? This is a really long elevator.
Really long elevator, yeah. Going to the top floor. Or to the basement, who's to say? Yeah, for students on campus and for anyone, really.
Yeah, I think that's one of the nice things about the Film Society. It's very community-oriented, and you don't really have to be a member to enjoy its benefits.
And
The
benefits of being a member are coming to hang out in our club room, watching movies from our film library in the club room. We have a nice TV and surround sound and all that, and we just do some general hanging out. And
like a home
chilling
away from home.
It is, and it's also like a great living room in the Student Union building here.
Indeed, yes, it is.
And definitely. In fact, I know quite a few people. I can speak for myself somewhat that part of the attraction to Film Society was definitely the fact that it was somewhere to eat lunch.
Yeah, very much so. I think for a lot of the people that hang out in the club room, it's kind of like the first stop they make on campus, and they can figure out like, all right, now I'm here.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
can I do? What do I need to do? There's a few little pockets like that around UBC, but the Film Society is probably one of the more welcoming and more comfortable and enjoyable pockets to hang out in.
Especially with our big couch.
Mm-hmm. Big custom wraparound couch.
Yeah. What else? Then you can come volunteer our theater, accumulate credits, and then eventually come and see movies for the rest of the year for free, plus one. Come and get discount on tickets. Come and when you volunteer, hang out. And
Just talk film with us.
Talk film.
I've met so many people who are so willing to talk about cinema in the Film Society. And it's quite, I don't know. It's
refreshing.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm.
And not always pretentious either.
Yeah.
It's oftentimes just
not always.
Not always.
We have a great selection of very in unpretentious movies and that we all like to watch a lot, I guess you could say. What are some of your favorite movies to watch in the club room?
I think generally Wes Anderson goes over well.
Mm-hmm.
you know, gets kind of pooled in with maybe like college.
But now we're in direct competition with the Kona, who shows pretty much exclusively Wes Anderson.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't surprise me.
What's another one? I love putting on the first 10 minutes of Cliffhanger.
Yeah, Cliffhanger's a great one.
That is enough to give you a heart attack.
Make people run out of the club room.
Yeah.
I always really like watching Die Hard in the club room.
Classic.
It gets put on a lot, but it's always good to watch.
We also have, like, a collection of, like, B-movies from the 80s and stuff. And, first 10 minutes of those usually sets a new bar for cinema for me.
Fart the movie.
Oh.
To anyone out there who knows Fart the Movie,
please contact us.
Support
more.
Group.
Yeah. Maybe you haven't even heard that uttered in many years now, but it's being... you know, celebrated in the Film Society club room.
Indeed it is.
We also have, the Film Society also has a sizable Laserdisc collection.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know what Laserdisc is, it was the very first home, consumer-oriented digital video format and comes on these giant discs. They look like CDs, but they're the size of vinyl records, and they're kind of a joy to watch as a way to experience classic technology.
Indeed.
We have, what do we have on Laserdisc? We have the
I've seen all of the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, all the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, we have Blade Runner.
You got a good number of Scorsese.
Really?
Brazil. We have two Brazil copies. One
two?
Japanese.
Yeah.
Brazil. We have the, I believe we have the Star Wars original trilogy on Laserdisc.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you ever want to see Star Wars on a digital format before it was converted to digital computer generated effects, then that's
basically
that's
if you
want
to see a good Star Wars not ruined by George Lucas, come see our Laserdisc version of Star Wars.
Yeah. Do you guys want to play one more song before we go?
One more song. What's it going to be?
So basically, we were struggling to find another like Canadian content song, and the cover to this release is
okay. You know what? We'll just talk for the rest. You don't have to worry about it.
No, this is a good song. It just my reason for picking it is kind of the cover of the single is the woman from Edward Scissorhands, the Ambrosia Salad lady. I can't remember her name. Anyway, the title of this song is Ambrosia Salad, and it's by a Vancouver band called Lunch Lady.
Cool. This is Lunch Lady.